We're joined by Larry Weber.
Yeah, good morning, good morning. It sounds like, according to your forecast, we're going to have some at least clear skies for most of the next several days.
Yes.
For those who were out early this morning, we had 48 degrees at my house here. It didn't feel like the thing I'm going to say next about July of 2018. July of 2018 was considerably warmer than normal. For a while, I thought we were going to be in one of the top warmest Julys on record. That changed. That cooled off. But it didn't feel like it this morning. The first half of July, it's one of these months that you really got broken in half. Quite a lot above normal, like 6 degrees above normal. And that's why I said it looked like maybe we were headed for a record-setting July. And we were also 3.1, a little over 3 inches of precipitation already by the first half. The second half, things got turned around, and the average temperature for the second half was no less than about 5 degrees cooler than it was the first half. So about 5 degrees cooler the second half of July as it was the first half. And the precipitation, and this is the statistic that I'm taking a look at, precipitation was virtually zero. 1/10 of an inch was recorded at the Weather Service. Now, summer rains, being as they are, sometimes, almost always, are spotty, and they didn't record very much, and there are no doubt places that did, but it was nothing like it was the first half. So, wow, we turned things around. Now, we are going to be entering the month of August this next week. I call it Awesome August. And if you look at the average statistics for August, it really isn't that much different than July. We have an average temperature just a little bit cooler, but it is also a month where we get a lot of precipitation. I call it awesome because of so many things that happened during the wonderful month of August. I think of heavy dew in the mornings, often with fog. And, of course, this brings out the amazing number of spider webs that are able to be seen at that time. And so it's a remarkable month to get into. Minnesota Ornithological Union, that's the bird people, they classify August as an autumn month. And the reason they do that is because there are many birds that are early migrants. And, of course, they show up during this month. We have a couple of those going on right now. I have, for the last 2 weeks already, been watching some tree swallows. I think maybe they're gone now, but they were hanging around in a kind of a staging area, restlessly feeding and so forth. But they are an early migrant, and I think they've already moved on. We also have, at this time, we have shorebirds that migrate along the edges of lakes and ponds and so forth. And then we have a number of birds, like I saw a flock of blackbirds this morning that were probably all in the same family. We have warblers, species that unify in family groups, and then eventually they spread out to other species. They are getting ready to move on, and usually in August we see a lot of this happening. So, yeah, things are happening. We began the month with about 16 hours of daylight. We are now ending the month with about 15 hours of daylight, and that's what stimulates these things that are going on right now. We have this incident going on tonight. There's been a lot of misinformation about the star show, the night show tonight. Okay, there are several things happening. Number one, we do have a full moon. We have a full moon every month. This full moon is rising somewhere around 9 o'clock, and it is rising in the east. We will not have the lunar eclipse. The lunar eclipse is happening, and it's a total lunar eclipse, but it's not happening here. It's happening mostly in Europe. There's been a lot of misinformation out there that say it's happening here, but it is not. The other thing of note is Mars. Mars has been talked about all summer as being closer to Earth than it almost ever is, and therefore it looks really bright. Tonight will be a good time to see that. If you go out and look to the full moon, right near the full moon, we should be able to see the bright planet Mars. This will be 10 o'clock, perhaps, so even after 10 o'clock. But no, once again, the misinformation, it will not be as bright as the moon. some of the misinformation out there makes it sound like we looked in the east tonight and we will see two full moons. No, that is not what's going to happen. So anybody wants to find evidence, I would suggest going to the Internet and checking more than one source, because there is misinformation out there. Other things of note, this is the time we're having a really good flight of monarch butterflies. I've had several people comment to me about seeing monarch butterflies. The monarch butterflies that are around in July are the non-migratory generation. The ones that come back here from the south show up around the 1st of June. They lay their eggs on milkweed, which is just starting to grow at that time, and then they die. The young ones grow up on the milkweeds, and they become adults, and they stay here. They do not migrate. They stay here. They reproduce, and then they're young. Late August and into September, their young are the ones that migrate, and it's really good to see the great numbers of monarchs that are here on this non-migrating generation. That tells us that they still seem to be doing okay. There's also been a great month for milkweed. Milkweed has just proliferated. They have been blooming really well. I passed a place this week in my driving where the person had mowed the lawn in front of their house, but they left up a patch of milkweed, and I thought, wow, now that's a mentality we didn't see a few years ago, but it's just great to see that right now. There's plenty of other butterflies out there, too, but we tend to think and see the monarchs. Dragonflies have been really interesting. Anytime you have insects, you have the predators, and that's what dragonflies are. We have a type of dragonfly called the meadowhawk, which is small dragonfly, which shows up late in the season, and I've been watching them recently. The males are bright red. The females are yellow. There's different species of them, and they will be around. They will kind of usher us into late summer and even autumn. Cicadas are calling from the trees. If you are outside and you hear a buzzing noise up in the trees, and no, it's not a bird. Bird songs have been virtually stopped right now. In my walk this morning, I heard vireo, and that is about it. But the cicadas still make buzzing noises up in the trees. Grasshoppers, katydids, and crickets are all related to each other, and they make noises often in the afternoon and evening. And so there is some sounds out there. It's just not much of the bird songs. In the world of berries, you mentioned blueberries, and yeah, there's a tremendous amount of blueberries still out there. I have been picking lately. I have been picking raspberries, and that number has been very good as well. And then just yesterday, I harvested and ate the first gooseberry of the season. Not everybody appreciates the gooseberry because the spines on the berry, but it's safe to eat them. Pin cherries on the little trees have become ripe this week. And then that was followed by their cousin choke cherry. I saw the first ripe choke cherry yesterday. So we are having that side moving on, too. Perhaps among the plants, the thing that's most noticeable as we go into August is going to be the wildflowers. We have three of them that I just dominate August and into September. They are the goldenrods, the sunflowers, and the asters. And the matter's more interesting. It's not a single species of any of them. It is several species of each. We have about a dozen of each of these. And so far, I have seen five species of goldenrods that have begun blooming, three of sunflowers, and three of asters that have begun blooming. Now, by the time we get 2 weeks or so away into August, maybe almost all of them will be in bloom. So it's just a terrific time. If we get some more moisture, and we do need it, I think that August also offers a lot of mushroom observing, and there's plenty out in the woods right now, but we'll see plenty more if we get some rains. So, yes, enjoy. This sounds like it's going to be a good time. So take care.
And thanks to Larry Weber here. We do hope we get just a little bit of rain, but really a forecast of beautiful sunny skies for the weekend. This is Northland Morning, and you can hear Larry Weber's Backyard Almanac every Friday here on KUMD.